Firstly, Josh, welcome back to the Panthers.
Thank you.
It must be great to be back.
Yeah, it's good. I'm really, really happy to be back. Really excited. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting started.
Yeah. You've obviously had a season in Finland just prior to coming back to the Panthers. How is that? Because we're starting to see more and more British players now going to spend a year in Europe.
Yeah.
How did you feel that developed your game?
I think quite a lot of ways, really. It's a lot faster. A little bit less structured as well, so you kind of have to rely on your individual skills a little bit more, which definitely challenges someone like me who kind of plays well in the system. So I really enjoyed that. And I think, you know, a lot of guys are going abroad now because I think they want to prove themselves in other areas, and it's good. I think, you know, it was a good experience for sure. And yeah, definitely learned a lot of things I can hopefully bring back here.
Yeah, because a lot of players live in that sort of British Hockey Elite League bubble. And I suppose it is something that does help your all-round game if you go and experience hockey in a different country.
Yeah, I think so. Like, even just drawing on the experience you have, like, when you're there, not even including hockey, I think you can bring back a different perspective, or, you know, just a lot more life experience. Like, me personally, I feel like I've gained a lot, even if you leave the hockey out of it. But if you include the hockey, I think, you know, the benefits of going somewhere like that are really high. And especially if you, you know, you leave and want to come back, or if you want to just start that journey, you know, like a lot of the imports who come here do, they sort of travel playing for lots of different teams abroad. But it can kind of show you kind of what you want out of your career. And yeah, it was very valuable for me, I think.
Hey, obviously, then you've got the culture change of being living away from home in the respect for a year. How did you find that? Because obviously, completely different language. And the town that you was living in, was it similar to Nottingham? Was it a city? Was it?
It was in Lapland, basically, the biggest town close to Lapland. So it was quite a big tourist destination, obviously. From November to say February, it was all about, you know, Christmas and loads of families coming there on like package holidays and stuff. Because I mean, it's beautiful. There's literally like, you know, snow everywhere. Yeah. You can ride husky dogs and all that stuff, and then snowmobiling, like people just snowmobiling down the road, skiing down the road, like weird stuff that you'd never see here. But it's kind of like a decent sized city.
Yeah.
But it's just so different now. Like, they're definitely like a different culture of people, not as sociable. But it was a good experience, I think. And like, yeah, I don't know. It's not the same as Nottingham, because Nottingham is like very close, and like there's always bustling around and busy things going on, whereas like it's not so similar. Like, there's not as much stuff happening in the street. It's all kind of like and they don't have the same culture of like restaurants and coffee shops and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I can imagine it's very, very different waking up seeing snow and, but I suppose they have to adapt to that
culture. Definitely. Like, it was different. Once you get used to it, I mean, it's not that bad. It's not so different. Once you get into the routine of the hockey season, it's all kind of the same. So,
I mean, looking at the standard you was playing at as well, because the second tier in Finland, down from the Liga, that's a good standard, and your team reached the playoffs.
So
you had a good season.
Yeah, we did have a good season. Like, very successful. We had a really good team. And they're pretty, like, they're pretty good over there. At least the team I was on, like, you know, guys would be healthy scratch for a little while. Like, I even got healthy scratch myself once. And but it's like, you sort of think, oh, you know, Jesus. But you speak to the coach, he's like, look, you know, it's all everyone, and it literally happened to, unless you're like the top, you know, five or six players on the team, it, you know, happens. Like, yeah, that was, you know, another thing you can add to the experience thing. You think, well, how do I come back from that? But you do, and like, they're very good with being quite, like, they communicate that with you, and but then, you know, they don't hold it against you in any way. You kind of be back in the lineup the next game, and they just say, you know, prove yourself. You're like, okay, well, great, yeah. So, yeah, like, it's not something I was particularly happy about at the time, but looking back on it, it's something that you can definitely draw from.
Character building.
Yeah, exactly, so. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people maybe don't realise is this was your second spell in Finland, because you spent 14 games out in the third tier during the lockdown as well.
Yeah. That was a good little experience as well. Like, it ended as well because of COVID, but it was fun. Like, I look back on that like very fondly, even though that was like the same thing again. That was very, very challenging. like going there, not really knowing anybody. It was just a tiny little town in the middle of Finland. So like, I've never really been abroad by myself before. So it was, but it was just, you know, I look back, like I said, with very fond memories, met a couple of great friends there who I still, you know, keep in contact with now. So it was good. And the hockey as well, like same kind of thing, not a structure, but there's so much natural talent. There's a really, you know, they're very naturally talented players there. So
it's good. Is that a case because it is a cold country? It is part of the makeup, really, the fact that you play ice sports or you go skiing, or and I suppose it's ingrained into you from a young age.
Yeah, I think it is. Like, they basically, you know, where we would play football at any opportunity, they play hockey. Or, you know, like in the winter, especially where I was, where it gets really cold, all of like the 3G AstroTurf pitches get completely flooded by like the local council and turned into big sheets of ice. So like in the summer, you'll see like basically rinks built, but underneath it's just like gravel. And then you come back in the winter and it's all ice. So we'd have the fan skates like outside, and it just looks like, but that happens to all of the, and obviously the lakes freeze over, so you can just skate on those, which is like something completely foreign to us. Like I was like, couldn't even really wrap my head around it. But to them, it's just, it's available everywhere. Like you don't have to pay for the ice outside. You can just go. And I was like, how much do you have to pay to get on here? They're like, what are you talking about? You know?
Yeah, it's almost like skating on the River Trent.
Yeah. You can't really wrap your head around it, to be honest. So
So coming back, I mean, was there an option to return for another season, or was it, did you want to come back home, or was it that?
Yeah, I wanted to kind of come back to England. Like personal circumstances really made me want to be closer to home. My girlfriend obviously lives here. I live here in the summer, so that's, you know, really a bonus to have that kind of support network. And also, like, it was just a good opportunity too. Like, I spoke to Omar, and like we kind of got on really well. I'd never really spoken to him before, but we're kind of saying the same things and wanted the same things. And it's a very exciting opportunity for me, like where I am at the moment in my career, and hopefully to progress like a lot of aspects.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we was talking about on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. Is I think what people don't realise is you've had many seasons at this club. I think this would be your fifth or sixth season,
isn't it?
And at such a young age as well. It's a lot to get your head around, especially considering that you've had those spells in Finland as well. And I know you had some two-ways earlier in your Panthers career, but you really established yourself prior to moving to Finland as part of that Panthers decor.
I don't know, sometimes you forget how long I've kind of been there, but I think I've been here since I was like 18, so I'm like 25 now. So yeah, I'd say like my formative years have been here, and like, you know, owe a lot to the club, to say, you know, like this is where I kind of got my start. So it's great to have the opportunity to be able to come back and hopefully like take what I've learned at this club and also elsewhere to kind of, you know, hopefully develop not only my own game, but help as much as I can the team.
How do you feel that your year away has developed your game?
I think it's forced me to become more faster. So making decisions quicker, trusting basically your skating a little bit more. You have to be quick there, and you know, relying on your individual skills as well. You know, challenging yourself to take people on. They're very big on that. So I think those aspects have really improved in my game, and that's something that hopefully I can implement this year.
Obviously, last season wasn't the best, and I think that's for mildly. Obviously, you was away. Was you keeping an eye on things from Finland?
I was like, I follow Panthers on Twitter and Instagram and that, so I kind of see what was going on. But yeah, I wasn't too. Like, I obviously still know like Kels, and I keep in contact with Kels, saying, you know, how's it going and all that, and Matthew. So I knew things weren't going the best, but you know, you obviously still kind of root for, you know, you still, of course, so you don't want to. Team that you kind of love to play bad, so yeah.
What are you hoping to bring for this coming season?
I mean, hopefully I can just bring what I'm good at, being a steady sort of presence in the back end, hopefully kind of develop other areas of my game too. Like I want to obviously always improve, and I think I can improve into a bit of a better kind of not offensive defenseman, but I think I do have more to give there, and even so much more in the back end. Like just defensively I can hopefully, you know, bring back what I've learned and improve there, and you know, hopefully just try and mould the culture of this club into something that we can all be proud of. in terms of, like, you know, the work ethic and have a real identity. I mean, that's something I could, it could really help with. So
just wanted to touch on Great Britain as well, because I think 21 times you played the senior team over Olympic Games qualifying, internationals, world championships. What was it like stepping on to the ice for the first time as a Great Britain senior international in the top tier of the world championships?
It's probably a very surreal experience. I don't really remember it. I was probably just, you know, terrified, to be honest with you. Like, I think my first game was against Russia. And I was like, oh my God, you know, like NHL players, like Provorov, I think they played against me. Like, what the hell? Like, it was a surreal experience. I just remember on the power play, like, head high saucer pass, one timer, it was just under the bar. And I was just like, oh my God. But you kind of forced, like, you're just forced to adapt and you have to play. And I think, you know, I had a decent tournament there. So it was a great experience. Like, it's so fortunate to be able to, you know, play against the top players in the world and even be a part of that. It was great. So very, very fortunate.
Yeah. And then moving ahead to the competition that was a few weeks ago here. What was that like, playing on in your home ring, for your home country, and getting the gold?
Yeah, I mean, it was surreal. Again, like, you know, completely surreal, but it was a completely different experience, because then we were the favourites almost, you know, in that group. We were kind of, I don't know if we were the favourites to win?
I think second favourites, yeah.
Behind Poland?
Italy was the top seed.
Okay, yeah. Right, well, yeah, there you go. So, like, we definitely had more pressure on us, and we knew that going in. Like, we knew, you know, we're going to have to win at least four games. But it turned out, you know, we have to win five, which we did. You know, one of them was in overtime, but, you know, win's a win. And in that tournament style, those little things matter so much. So, like, it was very different having to, you know, not just, like, you know, because when you're in that top level, you know that you're going to be kind of defending a lot of offense from a lot of, like, very highly skilled teams. And sometimes you're just going to have to eat goals, unfortunately. That's just the way it is. But here, we kind of had it in our control. And it was, in some games, it was like ours to kind of lose, I would say, against, you know, Romania and Lithuania and South Korea. Like, those teams where you have to get the job done. It's on you to get the job done there. So it was a very different challenge, I would say.
The Italy game, which was obviously the last one.
Yeah.
Full building, very loud. Have you ever experienced an atmosphere like that in this building?
Probably have experienced close, I would say, from, like, Sheffield, Nottingham games and the playoff weekend. But to have it packed with all GB fans was a very different experience. And, like, obviously when we won, like, nothing ever has ever compared to that, I think, for me personally. So that was, it was incredible.
I mean, it's often said, isn't it, that the crowd can be a massive help. The crowd got behind Great Britain for the full 60 minutes. Does that have an effect on the team?
I think it does. You know, like, I don't know, sometimes it's difficult when you're kind of playing, because you kind of, I don't know, you can't really be that aware of everything that's going on. You kind of just do have to hyper focus, but you do get a feeling in sports, and, you know, you're like momentum, you know, there's like momentum swings one way and another. And once you get kind of the momentum rolling, you can feel the buildings behind you. It kind of, I don't know, it's a feeling that you get, I would say. It's like a subconscious thing. So you definitely do get some kind of feeling, yeah.
You were on the ice, of course, when Cade Nielsen puts the empty net goal away. In that moment, how did you feel? It must be quite difficult to describe.
Yeah, it is difficult. You're just like, you know, Jesus, it's happening, you know. You're like, oh my God. It's like, because, you know, then you're like, right, okay. Because you don't want to get ahead of yourself and think, well, how are we up? We up one goal?
I think. Well, yeah.
One goal. So it's like, right, okay, well, yeah, there's not long left, but still a lot can happen here, you know. Like, as GB have proven in the past, and if you take your foot off the gas, but then, like, that extra one, you're like, yes. But then you have to quickly be like, right, back to business. But you're kind of like kidding yourself in the back of your mind, like, yes, come on, like, we know we've got this now. And so it was just amazing. Didn't know what to do, so
And one more question on how long did the celebrations go on for? I'm talking days, not
days. Oh, no. No, like, not too long. Well, the unfortunate thing is, because it was in England, everyone sort of shot off the next morning. Whereas usually, well, the last two times when we've been away, we've had at least, you know, one night where everyone's together. In Riga, we were in the same hotel. And in Finland, we had a day.
Mm.
So, I mean, obviously we lost, but we still got to spend a lot of time together as a team. But unfortunately, a lot of people kind of had to leave and some were going on holiday. So we didn't really see that much. Like, obviously, we were in the dressing room afterwards, but it would have been nice if we had like a day extra. Mm. But we definitely made the most of the time that we had. Let's put it that way, yeah.
Going to move on, and obviously, as we talk now, I think we're 4 months away from that very first Elite League game to start the 23-24 season. So you got 4 months. What do you do over the summer? Because I think it's your sports stars, you're revered, and as will happen in any top league. But you know, it's not like the Premier League where you get League salaries.
Unfortunately, not. Unfortunately, I'm not jetting off to Dubai on my private jet. No.
So do you work over the summer, or do you just concentrate on?
No, I have worked for the previous. Name the amount of summer. I think I took one summer where I didn't work.
Mm.
But I personally like to work. Mm. You know, from a financial side, you do need it.
Mm.
Not everyone, but I mean, yeah. And it's, I don't know, it's good. You know, it's not nice sometimes waking up with nothing to do and no kind of drive, no purpose. And it's good to have something to work towards and you feel a part of something. And obviously, try and get something that works in line where it's not taken away from, you know, which is what is your main job, is being a hockey player. So you have to do things right in the summer. You have to make sure you're, you know, eating right and not, you know, going overboard with things, like enjoying yourself too much. You obviously need to rest and recover, and you should do that, because if you don't, you know, you're not going to feel good when the season comes around. But you do need to make sure you have a balanced time, and you need to work out quite a lot. So that's what I do, is just, you know, keep as fit as I possibly can. So yeah. And then, yeah, I do get a job. I don't know what it'll be this summer. I'm still taking some time to myself. But, I think it's good and healthy, and I enjoy it personally.
When will you start thinking about the new season and start ramping up the off-ice training? And then, are you going to try and get some ice time?
Yeah, we have a pretty good group here in Nottingham now. I think we have a group of about 10 or 11 guys. A few of the guys from GB live close here, so... We have a good group that skates in the summer now. I think we'll probably start that in mid-late June, early July, maybe a little bit earlier, I'm not sure. But that's good. And as far as training, like, just keep fit all year. And, you know, going to the gym now even. So just, like, try and never get out of shape is probably the easiest way, I think. Because I've been out of shape and it's been miserable trying to get back into it. So I've definitely learned my lesson there, that it's easier to just...
No comment on that. I don't think I've ever been in shape. But let's just quickly look ahead to the new season. Obviously, new coach coming in Jonathan Paradise. And what are you expecting?
I don't know. It's like, I spoke to him once and he's very, very enthusiastic, which is great. And, you know, he wants to push every single player, by the sounds of it, to be the best that they can be. So... He sounds like a very hands-on guy, so I think that's what I'm kind of expecting him to be, hands-on with each player and as a team. Very detail-oriented, which seems great as well. So I'm kind of going in with an open mind. I think it's the best way to do it. But expecting, you know, he seems very positive and like he's got a great attitude and great energy. So, you know, things that you would want out of a coach. Very excited.
And finally, what's it going to mean to you personally when you skate out on the ice for the first home game of the season?
Yeah, no, it'll be good. Like, probably a lot of familiar feelings coming back, so I'm looking forward to that for sure. It'll be fun.
Josh, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Cheers, thanks for your time.
No problem.